This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. You're going to love it. We talk about a guy who's just getting to college and isn't very happy. Another guy's in a relationship where his girlfriend won't have sex. And we talk about a new trend called Simba-ing. Check it out. Share it with friends. Enjoy. Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week. I say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for spreading the word. We got to keep doing that. Keep telling your friends, your coworkers, your pledge brothers, your fraternity brothers, your sorority sisters, your pledge sisters, your mamas, your papas, your sisters, your cousins. Everybody, keep spreading the word about this podcast because every week we find new listeners. It keeps getting bigger and bigger, and that is fantastic. It literally feathers my nuts when you guys send me a Snapchat of you listening and who you're listening with and where you're listening. I'm on Snapchat, JTrain56. I'm also on Twitter, JTrain56. I'm on Instagram, Jared Freed. And I'm on whatever the new app is, I'm on it as JTrain56. You can find me. And I'm super pumped about this podcast. And keep sending those emails. The email address is JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. That's JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. And it's the emails this week. I read through them. And we tape on Mondays, and for Tuesday and Friday, I'll let you behind the curtain. Let me get the feather curtain. I'll bring it back, and you guys can look behind it. We tape on Monday, so I read all the emails Sunday and Monday and go through them. They're so thoughtful. They're so great. We're going to try and get to all of them, but keep sending them in, and it can be about anything. I know we have some people have sent in emails, and sometimes I wait for specific guests to read them with. So if you've sent something in, don't get down. Don't think that I'm ignoring you. It's just the fact that I want to put it with the right guest and in the right situation and the right framework. So keep sending them in, and it can be anything. I love the serious questions that we're getting. I love the funny questions we're getting. I like to have a broad palette for which I can take my feather quill pen that I use on my nuts to also paint a picture for you, the listener. So keep sending those in. Two announcements before I bring on our guest, because I'm very excited to have her here. September 22nd, if you're in New York City, if you're in New York City on September 22nd, that's a Thursday night, 8 o'clock, Stand Up New York. Come to the show. We're going to do a live J Train podcast show. So that's going to be questions and answers, questions from the audience. We're going to have a lineup. Everyone's going to do a little bit of stand up. And then at the end of their set, we're going to take one question from the audience. We're going to try it out. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't, but it'll probably work if some of you show up, because if none of you show up, it'll just be a bunch of people from Finland asking questions that they don't know why they're asking, these idiots. So here's the lineup. Greg Stone, that's an OKP. Brendan Ayer, that's an OKP. Lisa Traeger, that's an OKP. Nimesh Patel, that's an OKP. Dan Soder, that's an OKP. That's an OKP lineup. Original key players. For your new listeners, go back and check them out. Those guys have been on a couple of times, so they're all in the lineup. September 22nd, come to the show. If you're not in New York and you're at your college and you're wondering, how do I get the sweet sounds of J Train to come to me live? Here's how you do it. You email gina@kpcomedy.com. That's gina@kpcomedy.com. All of your colleges have put aside money for entertainment. You guys can use that money to bring a guy like me to the school to do stand-up. If you'd like that to happen, it takes a little bit of work, but the first item on the agenda list is to email Gina at kpcomedy.com. She can give you all the materials, tell you who to talk to. etc. Now, those are the announcements I have. I'm very excited about today's guest. She's super funny, super great. Christy Cello, thank you. Christy Cello.
I always like get the
you have so many letters in your name.
So many.
So many vowels in your name that I always like fumble up.
That wasn't really a fumble.
It was a Christy Cello. Everyone Perfect. Should go follow her, support
thank
her.
You.
She's on Twitter, Instagram, at Christy Cello. Let me spell it out once for you guys. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-C-H-I-E-L-L-O.
Perfect.
I felt like I was doing the Jell-O commercial at the end.
You nailed
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So go follow and support Christy Cello. She's also got a website, ChristyCello.com.
Yes.
You were on the roast battle on Comedy Central. You were fantastic.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Of course,
you were. I'm a big fan.
Oh, I'm a big fan too. You were on.
Bobby
Kelly's podcast together,
yes.
And you were great on that. And I was like, this is a perfect guest to bring on. The one thing we had a short. Fun experience together. I was hosting a show, and what did you say to me? You were like,
"Oh,
I was hosting a show at New York Comedy Club, and as the host, you have to bring people on."
This was
And everyone, some people, you're like, "What do you want me to say?" And they're like, "I want you to say, you know, whatever."
So yeah, they're like, "Whatever, just say I do like clubs and colleges, or like speak from your heart,
yes.
like whatever."
Yeah.
But I had a very specific.
Yeah, you had a very specific.
Normally, I don't have a specific request, but
this was like your. And I understand it. I understand it. You get on TV and you're like, the first thing you do, you're like, I want the host at the local comedy show to be like, and now you've seen him on NFL Network, Jared Freed. You want this like big thing.
It was the first time ever that I could be brought up with a specific credit, not with like, you've seen her at clubs and colleges.
Yeah, and you ran into Papa JT.
I ran into Papa JT.
Yeah.
He says, what do you want me to say? Very excitedly, I whisper, can you say that I did Comedy Central's Roast Battle? It's my first credit.
Yeah.
Really excited.
And you were very excited.
I was too excited.
I knew
that
it right.
I could trust you like get it.
Well, that's the thing about comedians. I think I would be doing the comedy community a disservice if I went up and said it.
I know.
Because
you were really, like, you didn't make me feel stupid.
No, not at all.
You were like, oh, awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
So
I got
you.
I was
like, here we go. Like, my first, he's going to bring me up.
Yeah.
And then,
what did I say?
I think I remember. He goes,
go.
He's like, this next comic, you've seen her on the CW.
Yeah.
And I just think, you've seen her on the CW. And I just did not see it coming. And I had the giggles the whole fucking, the first 3 minutes were just a flop. The specificity of the CW.
I was like, I just remember how excited you were. And I knew that you were on Roast Battle. And I was like, this is awesome. I'm very happy for you. But like, also I could see in your eyes, you're like, this is my first time where I'm going to be brought up with some serious street cred, and no one listens to those things. And
no
like,
one
and
cared.
Listen, I've been
like, nobody cares.
And
no
I think
cared.
The true level of a comic is if like you get why you were fucked with, or you get when you can fuck with somebody.
Oh, 100%.
So I was like, oh, I have to do the scene.
You're
gonna wait one more show to get this intro.
Literally, I walked into it, and
so
it was honestly like a really nice story.
Yeah,
like, for the rest
I enjoyed
of our
it.
Lives, we'll like look back at like, oh, remember
to
that?
To me,
fun?
You only fuck with the people you like. So
totally.
I'm not gonna fuck with someone I don't care about. So I'm gonna be like,
no, exactly.
You know, so
I was honored.
That's lesson number one for this
I'm
episode.
Use
you only
that
fuck
as a
with the people
now,
you like.
Getting that I got brought up by the J train.
Yeah, right, exactly. And the whole crowd will go, what is wrong with this person talking about a nobody? Are you ready for some emails?
I'm so excited.
Let's do it. All of you go follow and support Christy Cello.
Thank you so much.
She's fantastic, so funny, and she was great on Roast Battle. So if you haven't seen those episodes, go back.
It's
and you
so
went
good.
And yours with Jimmy Carr was so funny.
Thank
and
you so
it was
much.
So great. So go check that out. Let's get into the emails. I love this first email. This first one, college hookup troubles.
Oh, God.
Did you go to college?
I went to college for 20 minutes, and then I was like, bye.
20 minutes? 20 minutes.
I dropped out after literally like 15 minutes.
Really?
I did. I didn't go.
Where'd you try to go?
I went to the University of Rhode Island.
URI.
I went there on like a scholarship. I was in the acting program. I hated it.
No way.
I went home to do laundry one weekend at my mom's, and then I never went back.
Really?
Literally 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
And I just never went to college.
That is the short. Maybe you're in the Guinness Book of Records. You know, like that's like.
This wasn't for
And that is like the equivalent of literally going and putting your toe in the water. Be like, uh-uh, too cold.
Too cold.
Yeah, I'm out. So what was the experience like that you were like, this isn't for me?
You know, I really wanted to come to school in New York. And I got into a few schools here, but they were very pricey.
Yeah.
And it was really, I'm from Rhode Island.
Okay.
So it was really cheap for me to go to school there. And I ended up just hating like campus life in the woods. It just wasn't.
I didn't know
for me.
They're the Rams, right? I love college mascots, but I do. I always try to know most of the. I always name the mascot
cool
first.
Cool hobby.
Yeah, I don't know. This is what I do in my free time. I just research college mascots.
He's pulling out a binder. Yeah, right now.
Out of my back pocket, I have a full binder of mascots. But I don't know URI's campus very well. Is it like a campus school?
Yes, it's a campus school. It's beautiful. You know, it's in a nice area, but it's a campus.
Rhode Island has underrated Jersey Shore type people.
100%. It's like a lot of Jersey. It's like most people are from Rhode Island
it's
Jersey.
It's very Guido. It's very, for whatever reason that you, but I know that of URI specifically.
It's so funny.
And but I love Rhode Island as a state. The people there are doing comedy in Rhode Island is like the Comedy Connection. Have you ever been there?
You know, I've been there. I've never done a show there. I would love to. If you're
fucking awesome. Yeah.
I hear great. They made me talk. I'm talking to somebody about how great that club is.
It's a great club. And it's also like one of those things where you walk in a room and you're like, oh, these people are too smart. These people are too stupid. There, it's like the perfect of like a combination of like, we're up for anything you're into.
That's so good.
I just like that attitude where it's like, they're not too good for anything. They're not too bad for anything. They're like, we want to hear your views on penis and the election. You know, like, I like
the
that.
Perfect crowd.
Yeah. So, but this person writes, college hookup travel. So, you know, but you know about hooking up.
Oh, hell yeah.
You've done some fucking.
Oh, fuck
okay,
yeah.
So hey, this guy writes, hello and welcome to the best listener email you've ever read on the show.
I love him already.
Really enjoyed having this podcast to get me through my shitty summer job. Nut feathering aside, let's get to my question. I'm a freshman at my college and a virgin. I was always told in high school that once I got to college, it'd be an endless supply of hot girls. Now, though, I've been here for 3 weeks, gone out 2 to 3 times per week, and still nothing. I like that 3 weeks, and he's like, "Where? What the fuck is wrong here?"
That's like me and my college experience. Right,
yeah, this
up.
Is the you.
Quit.
Yeah, fuck this. I guess I'm never having sex if it hasn't happened in the first 3 weeks. What am I doing wrong? I'll dance with girls at frat parties and hang out with the chicks in my dorm building quite a bit, but nobody's shown any interest. Female friends I'll talk to say that I'm cute and nice, yet nobody sees me in that way. This is not just for hookups either. I've had absolutely no luck with dating either. Any advice on how to be perceived as a dating hookup material and how to seal the deal would be much appreciated. Thanks for the shits and giggles.
Aww.
Christy, what do you think?
That was a great email.
It's a great email.
Great email.
But I think it's a great email because it translates, you know, for me, the way I see it, translates to all ages. Like,
yes.
Perception and reality.
Oh, totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally, which can be two very different things.
Totally.
I think, like, first off, you know, I would say, and not to belittle his questioner's, you know, issue that he's having, but I think it's super common.
Yes.
You know, I hope he would find comfort in knowing that. I imagine, you know, all my friends, we've all kind of been there.
Yeah.
Where we're like, why isn't it happening? Mm-hmm. Is what can I do to make it happen?
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, something to think about, and I don't know if this is what this dude is doing, but, like, if I, for example, were to go out specifically looking for dick,
yeah,
I feel like the men whose dick I would want can sense it. It's almost like it's like they can smell the sort of desperation
I'm kind of with
regard.
You.
I don't know if he's putting that out, but if he's literally going out wanting to fuck, looking for girls, I think maybe girls can pick up on
if you're out looking for dick. You're not exactly looking for the guy who's looking for a vagina.
Exactly.
You know?
And you're often with women, they're attracted to the guy who's fucking shows the least interest in wanting the girls.
You want to be drawn to the magnet. Two magnets.
Absolutely.
Two magnets, like, you know, kind of like are like go away from each other.
There's
like,
probably a word for that.
Yeah,
but
there's something like, you know, like when you put two magnets together, they hold away from each other.
Totally.
It's like two, but you got to look for another, like kind of the opposite force. If you're sniffing,
absolutely.
Someone's got, and so especially girl to guy, like not a lot of girls want to get with the guy that's like, I'm just looking to get the seed out of me. You know, like, you look like, please, somebody. I've never come in a woman before. Please. I think also the reason I like this email is because with anything, and I know what you're saying is so right. Like, the guy who's thirsty, everyone's like, I don't know, I don't want to give you my water.
Right. You know? Like, yes.
And then also, we've all been there. We've all been the person that's like, why won't these people even take me as a suitor?
Yes.
And all, so comfort in numbers, can be comfortable Absolutely. Knowing that, like, you're not alone. Also, with any big thing, like life event that everyone tells you is going to be the best. College, everyone says it's the best 4 years of your life.
Oh, God.
Going abroad.
Movies. Oh, you're going to love this movie. You're going to love this movie. It's the pressure.
The pressure. And like, oh, you're going abroad. It's the best time of your life. Yes. Oh, you're moving into your own apartment. It's going to be the greatest ever. You're not going to have a roommate. Oh, you're going everything. Oh, you're going to the Bahamas. You're going to love it. You're going on spring break. The spring break is the best time of your life. All of those things, you get to them. Because I've done them all.
Yes.
I've been the person that's graduated. I've gone to college. I've gone abroad. I've gone on spring break. I've done all these things. They all are not as good as the commercial.
The buildup.
The buildup. Everyone is going to say it because no one wants to tell you the first 2 weeks of college, everyone's fucking alone and no one's really your friend.
And scared.
And
in their heads.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's, you know, everyone's very in their heads. And it's almost like to compare it to something I could relate to. It's like me in the city with my auditions. Mm. Jared, you might know, like, it's like, you know, they say just care less.
Yes.
Go in there like you don't give a fuck. Like, it's your eighth audition that day. Do what you do. Because if you go in there, oh, my God, I need this. I need this job. I need this money. I need this. There's something about that you won't get
that. And if someone, you know, someone when they like, you know, if let's say someone gets a huge part in something, they're going to go, oh, and I had the best audition of my life. But they never tell you about the 700 other shitty auditions.
Oh, so
like
100%.
Nobody talks about college in those lonely moments where you're like, did I go to the right fucking school?
Yeah.
And everyone, including this guy, is having those thoughts.
Yes.
And especially when you first get to college, all your friends aren't really friends yet.
Yeah.
Like you've just latched onto these bodies that you're hoping you're going to work out. You haven't found your people. So this is my advice to him.
Okay.
And all this being said, you're being too thirsty. Realize that everyone's as miserable as you are.
Yes.
Realize there's more virgins out there than you even want to think about. Like all these people that are out there, you know, and the whole hype about how much sex you have in college, it'll come, I think, after you make some buddies. And I think this guy needs to, like, you know, forget about girls, not forget about them, like go home and masturbate, do what you gotta do.
Right,
get the seed out of you in different ways. Have fun with yourself. Make some friends. Make some actual buddies that when you're at the bar with them, if girls come in, that's great. But if not,
you're
still having a good time. Because that's what's gonna attract girls to you, is you having your own good time, not needing people.
And that goes for like life too.
Totally.
Not to get too meta, but
no, get meta.
Believe, like I really believe, you know, the universe will give you things when you're ready for them at the right time.
Yes.
You know, like it, just trust that like it is gonna happen.
Yeah, and it also, that's kind of hard advice to hear, I'm sure for him.
So
he's
hard.
Like, wait a minute, where's the key to Fucktown? but the advice to give is like, listen, why don't you work on the interpersonal skills it is to make a friend?
Yes.
And then those things translate really well to you finding a girl. Because, and like, this kid's 18, he's like talking about dating. Dude, just go meet buddies and get a crew. Crew will give you confidence to be like, oh, if a girl comes into my life, that's great.
Yeah, and support.
Totally.
And comfort, like you said, comfort in numbers.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Christy Cello. Go follow her at Christy Cello on all platforms. Fantastic comic. Get that rookie card. I always say it. People, I'm introducing you to comics.
Thank
now you
can
have, now you've like, oh, I heard her when. So go follow her, support her. We got a few sponsors this week. And let me just say to you guys, we got a few sponsors. Everybody that we have that's sponsoring the show, I actually like and support. So, and what happens is, you know, they're coming to us because you are supporting them. So we want you guys, the way you pay for the show, maybe is like, there's so many ways to pay for the show that is actually free.
Nice.
Rating us on iTunes, Sending me a Snapchat that feathers my nuts. giving us a good review. Those are all nice ways. Or you support the sponsors that support this show. And that's not to say, I'm not begging you to go do it. But if there's an opportunity where like, oh, I need this thing, I heard about it on the J Train podcast, I'm going to use it, you know, with their promo code. And this Jew is going to give you a deal. Okay, so all of these things incorporate deals. And the football season has started, and thank you, God. Thank you, Allah. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you to all. Thank you, Satan. Because football is back. And to celebrate, DraftKings is hosting another free fantasy contest this weekend. $100,000 in total prizes are up for grabs. No deposit required. You heard that right. None. So put your fantasy knowledge to test for free to win your share of $100,000 this weekend at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for 1 week fantasy football. That means no season-long commitments. Play when you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. Renew old rivalries with friends to prove you're the superior GM. Or try a 50-50 contest where the top half of all entries win cash. Whether you're a one-week fantasy rookie or a grizzled vet, DraftKings offers fun, fair, free contests for you all season long. Here's what you do. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use code FRAT. Use code FRAT. Use code FRAT and play free this weekend's $100,000 fantasy contest. This contest is free, no deposit required, so there's no reason not to play. Again, use promo code FRAT and play free for your share of $100,000 this weekend only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Listen. I love football. I love watching all the games at once and having a little skin in each of them. I love playing in my fantasy league. This is another way to, you know, have fun with it too. So go to DraftKings.com, use the promo code FRAT. It's free and it gives you fucking something to do
while you're watching.
Easy to do. So let's go to the next email. I like this one.
I'm excited.
Sexual drought in new relationships.
I can relate.
You can relate?
Yeah, this is probably my email.
This is you. You sent this in. Dear Jewish Gandhi.
Oh, that's me.
This is you, Jewish Gandhi. I'm in need of major assist. I've been dating this girl for about 2 months. She's amazing. I'm obviously biased, but I really do think she's a 999. So we have a rating system here on the podcast. Guys or girls can use it. It's the area code method. Face, body, personality.
Oh, my God.
So she's a 999.
Out of this, that's great.
Beauty's the eye of the beholder. She's...
Profound.
She's funny, chill, and my friends love her. But here's the problem. The sex. The first time we did it was about a month ago. And when we do have it, it's really good. She seems engaged and into it. But despite us hanging out a lot and having plenty of opportunities, it's only happened 2 or 3 times.
How long have they been together? Sorry, real quick. 2 months?
2 months. That's 2 or 3 times for 2 months. That is not a good batting average. It's not for lack of me trying either. I'm always initiating, but most times she'll shoot me down. She's not being a bitch about it. She tends to do it in a lighthearted way, but she's definitely bruising my ego. Sure. In the past, I found that in the excitement of being with someone new, you can't keep your hands off each other. Something seems off here. One of my buddies suggested that I stop initiating sex and then just wait for her to come around and we can find a balance somewhere in there. I know your advice will probably be to talk to her about it, but I have no idea how to do that without coming off as a dick and was hoping for some help. It's kind of hard to start a conversation where the general theme is, I need 200% more fucking. This guy is nailing it. He's right. That is a tough thing. Do you think there's something to stop the stop initiating idea, or should we just have this discussion? Any advice would be appreciated.
That's a really hard question.
It's a tough question. These emails this week have been thoughtful and
so thoughtful.
If you want to get read on the podcast, short, thoughtful, and interesting. That's so great.
Yeah, I was going to say that was perfect because he presented a problem, gave a little backstory, asked a question, and got out.
I loved it. I loved every second of it. And it was funny. So what do you think? Have you been in a relationship where the sex stopped?
Yes, I think he brought up such great points. And I think the fact that he's writing to you shows that he is thoughtful and he is being considerate.
He cares. He doesn't want to just end it.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to come off, I am as Mr. Fuck Man.
Yeah. I mean, he did use fucking and how much more he needs into percentages, which was great.
I think I can offer some insight.
So, you've been in this situation?
You know, I have had a sexual revolution.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Well, my whole voice changes. Yeah,
all of a sudden, you're... So. goes an 10 octaves up or down.
I think that it's not bad for a person, for a guy or a girl, to have sex be really important.
Oh, of course.
And so and this is coming from a woman too. Like,
what was your sexual revolution? Going to,
back to that.
Yeah, back to that.
I think I just realized, and this happened a lot later for me. So I don't know how old this guy is, but it wasn't until my late 20s,
okay,
where I found myself being like, sex is very important to me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't in my early 20s. And I think that I was I had boyfriends, I had relationships, and I just wasn't always wanting sex. I didn't feel like I always needed it. I almost felt like I identified with
the girl. No, that's why I'm pressing you on this, because I think this is one of these things that, you know, you can be on two different wavelengths, especially for women. I don't know what it is. I think that, and you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, but I think there's so much judgment of women and sex when they're younger. It's like, don't be the whore, don't be the slut. And then you're like, wait a minute. And then you go so far back that you're like, wait a minute, am I even doing what I want for myself?
There's a lot of things to consider. For me, it was my Catholic upbringing.
Okay.
And I'm a practicing Catholic.
Yeah.
I'm a Catholic. Mm-hmm. And that's really sort of my faith and all that's like important to me. So that brought up, it was a ton of guilt for me, the idea for having sex. And also, you know, I do think that with women, it is a little more complicated. Like, maybe she's not super sexual, but she will be. Who knows? There are also a lot of like factors to think about. And sorry if this is getting like too like,
no,
scientific.
Please.
I'm like not very smart at all, but I don't know, when I was taking this is very girly, but when I was taking birth control pills,
okay,
it made me way less horny.
Really?
So something to think about. Like, it just lowered
those birth control pills.
They can really fuck up a girl.
It's crazy. I love when a girl's on birth control
because
I'm like, oh,
you gotta be.
Like, I'm like condom and birth control. I mean, we got the Great Wall of China out there. Like,
it's,
I'm like, we're good. I trust it. I you know, but I those birth control pills,
they really mess with your hormones.
It's crazy. And like, no guy can even understand. You know,
I mean,
like,
the thing is there's so much more to sex than just like the physical putting, you know, sex. Mm. It's a level of intimacy and talking about it and communicating and saying, hey, look, these are my wants and needs as a person.
Well,
there's nothing wrong with
this
that.
This is what I'm trying to, you know, I'm happy you're here to say that, because I think for a girl, and I, this is just from the outsider's perspective, there's so many different factors that could be why this girl isn't really wanting to have sex. It could be she's just not ready to be sexual. She's just not at that age. It could be that she's not confident in bed.
Absolutely.
And so she's just avoiding it. And she's saying, I think him avoiding it, not initiating, is going to create more issues than anything else.
I agree. She could be scared. She could be scared in opening up a dialogue about it. Like, hey, I just could help.
Yeah. And I think, like, having the conversation, ignoring it is basically going the passive-aggressive route.
And it won't go away.
And it won't go away. Right. And you're going to start getting, not angry with her, but you're going to get mad. You're not going to be happy with her.
You'll
because
build
of
resentment.
This resentment, exactly. So I think the conversation will bring this out. And letting her and saying to her, like, listen, it is important, and being okay with, like, saying, listen, this is an important part of our relationship that we're just ignoring right now,
and saying it's not the only thing that's important at all, but it's an important thing.
And I think the time to bring it up, you don't want to ever be drunk when you bring it up. I don't think you want to do it. I think you want to do it after having sex.
Yes.
Like, I think, like,
or at a time where, or I mean, I was going to say, like, at a, like, a non-horny time at all.
Well, wouldn't you say the least horny is when you've just been done? Like, aren't you the most human?
I don't know, though, but I can still feel like a little sexual.
Well, I mean, well, this is, well, at least you're in sexual town, is what I'm saying. Like, at least you're not like, you know, like, hey, pass the steak. By the way, why aren't you fucking me?
Yeah.
You know? So I think if you, like, in one of the times where she does have sex, so yes. Obviously she's opened that door where you're comfortable and you're in each other's arms in whatever way you are, and you say to her, that was so much fun. Like, yeah. you just say, like, why aren't we doing more of that? And I think that is, and it'll be a tough conversation to have. I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying, like, to say to her, I'm saying you're putting positivity on it. Like, we just had a great time. Because he said the sex when we'd have it
was great.
Is great. So he's saying, why aren't we doing that more? And I feel a little self-conscious. Put it on you. Just say,
yes.
I feel self-conscious.
That's a great way to do
to
it.
Bring it up.
Put it on him.
Yeah, put it on yourself. Just say, I'm starting to feel self-conscious because
I
enjoy.
Is it something I'm doing?
Am I doing something wrong?
Yes.
Is there something you don't like? Do you feel not comfortable? Like, and
what can I do to make it better or easier?
Like, what I'm here to be your sexual butler.
Yeah.
What can I bring you? And I think in that moment, you're saying to her, listen, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you be more confident, feel more beautiful, feel better about the situation. Yes. I'm here to learn with you. I'm not here to work against you.
And something that could help with that too, because that's a big sort of ask someone to open up about their sexuality. And
totally.
So maybe he could even take a first step by saying, hey, like, open up with her, be vulnerable. Oh, I've always fantasized about blah, blah, blah. Taking a risk like that might be what she needs to want to take an extra step.
Totally. And I think the vulnerability can come in, like, I've dreamt of this, or I felt down about us because it has, that's a sort of vulnerability too. Oh, I felt kind of weird saying this because we don't have sex a lot, but I feel like I'm always ready to jump your bones, but you're always kind of giving me that, you know, that like Heisman, that little stiff arm.
To turn it on him, to say, make it about him.
Yeah,
is
I'm feeling
clutch.
Weird. You know, man, Sam.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it's great advice. Use the word concierge, not butler.
I like concierge. Butler might, Butler might bring us into a butt town.
My butt town
situation.
Which
Don't go down butt town alley. Because that could get, you know, look, that's a fun alley to be down. Don't get me wrong. But might not be ready for
that. I want to bring butt stuff into it.
Yeah, just let's concierge. That's a good tip. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Christy Cello, at Christy Cello on all platforms. Go follow her, ChristyCello.com. Go support her. Super funny. I got more for you guys. We got more sponsors. This is a new one. And I am actually a user of this sponsor because here's the thing. We're in a new age of going to games and concerts and stuff like that. You want to go to a concert, you don't really think of it like I'm a person. I'm like, let's go to the baseball game today. And it'll be like 10 minutes before the game starts.
And typical guy.
Yeah, but it's also like, listen, we live in an age where you can do that. You can fly by the seat of your pants. And that's why football is back. And SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get to the seats you want for a great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house. Wherever you want to sit, whether that's the 50-yard line, the club seats, or the upper level. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's really easy. I found it's really cool because you put up the app, and you're like, okay, I woke up this morning. I want to go to the game. I want to go to the concert. I want to go to whatever. And you bring up the app, and I can be anywhere with just a few taps, and I can instantly find seats for the weekend or any game this season. With SeatGeek, you always have to get the best deals on every ticket because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price.
That's
so it's like going to Kayak hotels or your plane tickets. Go to SeatGeek, and they want to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy in SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. Yeah, you won't get any fake tickets. So best of all, my listeners will get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase.
What?
That's $20 in your
pocket.
Yeah, right in your pocket. Get to your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app. That's all you got to do is download the SeatGeek app, and it's a great app. Go to the settings tab, click add a promo code. Okay, so settings tab, click add a promo code. Enter promo code JTRAIN That's J-Train. That's J-Train. That's J-Train. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. So you go download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click the add a promo code, enter J-Train. SeatGeek will send you the $20 after you made the first purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code J-Train today. So we did that. Great. All of you guys want to go to college football games or, you know, pro football games or wherever you want to go, go check out SeatGeek. We'll get you $20. Let's do an email now. I like this one. God. This one's ridiculous.
You have a little smirk on your face right now.
It's called Simba Ing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dad, it's me, your son.
Shut up. This is an email?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a kid I didn't tell you about. Being your son, I found the perfect way to set the tone for a night out. I call it Simba Ing. What's Simba Ing, you ask? Let me lay it on you. Early on in the night, when everyone is just starting to work on their buzz, you dip your fingers in your drink and run them across a friend's head and yell, Simba! That's ridiculous. I usually do this to a buddy's girlfriend, and it turns the rest of the night into an adult version of Peter Tag. What's Peter Tag?
I'm into it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Touching each other's dicks? I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Just Tag, you're it. And you have chlamydia. I know you're a fan of high kicks to set the tone, but does your famous guest have any other ways to set the tone for an evening? You can ask Mansamp how he sets the tone for at a book club, too, if you want. You keep this fifth-year senior alive, sitting through his bullshit classes, nuts feathered. What do you think? How do you set the tone other than Simba? Because in the movie, he takes his thumb.
Yes.
And he just goes, Simba, right? I don't think he yells it, though.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
And it's the orangutan. No, it's the
Rafiki.
It's Rafiki.
Rafiki?
Yeah, Rafiki throws the thumb
on Simba.
Does it down and across, right? Doesn't he do like, it's like a design.
Oh, when he's just being presented to the prize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Fucking love that movie.
I love it. If you guys got a good Simba, send it to me on Snapchat, JTrain56.
I'm going to literally do a Simba. Yeah,
do you have anything that sets the tone for going out?
Sets the tone for going out. God, you know, this one's tricky for me. I'm not that cool.
No, not that good. Okay, good answer. Not that cool.
I feel like this guy could teach me a thing or two. This guy knows how to set the tone.
Mansa, have you got any ways setting the tone?
I mean, geez, it's been a really long time. I needed to set the tone.
Here's my advice.
I'm going to think about
it. Okay, I got some advice.
Maybe this will help me. What
we used to do is you set up a pregame with chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Like you invite like a choice group of girls and you have your buddies, but then you have the dude pregame before. And the dude pregame is, you do the power hour. But you only set, you know, Power Hour is, we used to make these playlists where they would be, every song would be a minute long. So you'd have to take a shot of beer every minute.
That's fun.
But what you do is, you do a power half hour. So you don't get too drunk and you do the whole Power Hour with 80s glam rock.
That's fine.
Hair metal bands. And you do every minute is a different hair metal band. And you put it, you jack up the volume to whatever you can, as high as you can, and then you guys just rock it out, and nobody says any English. You're just headbanging and it's a perfect amount of time because the half hour leads you in, and now you're just all enraged, and you guys, you'll have your veins are all filled, you're vascular. You know, you have full veinage on your arms.
There's
nothing
girls like more than a vascular man.
Exactly. Now you're looking good. You got a little glisten from all the headbanging. And you've got a solid base of beer so that you can really, you know, put it into the night. And it's not, no, you don't do any liquor. You just do beer.
Yeah, it gives you like a little liquid courage for when the girls come.
Now the girls come and they're like, why are you all glistening? And it's because,
don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. It's maybe because that's my natural glisten.
Maybe because it's how I look.
Yeah, maybe that's my musk.
I just woke up.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. One more sponsor. This is because we're doing well. We got listeners, and this is one that we've had before. And if you haven't supported this sponsor, you should right now because I love them. They're a great company. You got to stop compromising on your shave and get started with Harry's. Harry's is just a great company. They're doing good stuff, and they've made something in your life that you have to get a little bit cheaper. So that's why you should support them. For far too long, you've either paid too much for a comfortable shave or you've settled for a low price but low quality razor. Harry's offers something you've never had before, a great shave at a fair price. Harry's makes its own high quality razors, cuts out the middleman and ships them directly to you for half the price than the leading brand. Good shave, good price, it's simple. Get the best of both worlds with Harry's. Listen, I've used Harry's. They're great. It's a good company, and you guys should all get involved. And it's cheap because you can use this promo code. The starter set is called the Truman. It's a great option for new customers and an amazing deal. It's $15. You get a razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and three of Harry's five-blade German-engineered razors. And there's a special offer. They're going to give you $5 off your first purchase with the promo code JTRAIN. Promo code JTRAIN. Go to harrys.com right now and look for the Truman set. That's Harry's, HARRYS.com. Enter code JTRAIN at checkout to get $5 off and help support the show. Stop compromising. Give Harry's a try today. Yes. Guys, go check out Harry's. They're supportive of the show. They're great. Go find them. Support
them.
That's it. Listen, Christy,
that's it.
You've been great. We're gonna do some news and some hypotheticals. We're gonna come right back.
I don't want to leave.
You're staying. You're sticking around. We're gonna do a little bit more. Listen, everybody. We'll be right back with hypotheticals and the news. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and tune in.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Chris Ticello, thank you for coming on.
This has been the best day of my life.
You were great. Go follow at Chris Ticello on everything. So go follow her, support her, ChrisTicello.com. ManSamp, thank you for coming on.
You know what? It's so fun to be here.
Always a blast. At ManSamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Let's read a shout out / hypothetical. What's up, JTRAIN? I'd come up with a clever Jew name, but I can't think of anything that hasn't been used. Before I get into the subject of the email, I just want to say, favorite podcast by far. I live in Texas, so there's no opportunity to see a live show, but you bet your sweet Jewish ass I'm going to hop on the JTRAIN live show the second the opportunity arises. Thanks, man. Also, shout out to ManSamp. Such a funny dude. There you go.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
You told me to write in from Snapchat for a shout out, so it's put me in coach 56. Put me in coach 56 on Snapchat. I would much appreciate it, bro. On top of that, shout out, I have a hypothetical for you because I love having my ear canals caressed by your deep V of a voice. If you had a dinosaur as a pet, which dinosaur would you choose?
Oh, man. I would choose, oh God, this is hard. I really like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And I think I would have to choose the best dinosaur, which is the T-Rex.
You go T-Rex.
I would, because I wouldn't want a herbivore.
I would want the herbivore.
I would. T-Rex is so dangerous.
Because
there's pussy
dinosaurs.
But what's the big one that...
Brontosaurus, with the big neck?
Yeah, that's the one, you know, the Flintstones would ride down?
Yes, that's the Brontosaurus. Yeah.
I would do that to try and perfect riding down the neck.
Oh, that's actually super fun.
I would yabba-dabba-do the shit out of that Brontosaurus.
That's really fun.
But T-Rex I like because you can use it as like an attack thing.
Oh, so great.
Yeah, what would you do?
I'd probably go Triceratops.
They're cute.
They seem like they could mess you up.
And they're carnivores.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. All right, well, perfect.
I know a lot about dinosaurs because I babysit.
Ready? Here's another. There you go.
I was like, what? It's like dinosaurs.
Would you rather vomit randomly once a week or randomly shit your pants once a month? There is no warning to either one and can only happen when you're awake and surrounded by others.
Shit my pants once a month.
Once a month?
Without question.
What do you think?
I guess once a month. Yeah,
so,
that's what you gotta
go with. So I'm going with shit pants once a month. I was on stage. I don't know if I told this.
I don't think so.
I was on stage at Gotham, and this was like a week ago.
I hope you shit pants.
No, close. So there's like 200. Yeah, yeah. There's like 200 people there. It's like packed, and Gotham's a big comedy club. I'm on stage. It was the night before. I wasn't here. It was the night before the holiday. And the Labor Day weekend. So I'm on stage, it's going great, and I do a joke where I hum, and it's midway through the set, and I go, and I, you know, the first note is, and I fucking, a booger comes flying out of my nose.
Oh,
and
no.
You know when you catch a booger on your hand, like I did the quick, caught it on my hand, and I'm like, I go through the bit, and I'm like, at the end of the humming, and I'm like, okay, if it's a huge bug, I'm gonna address it.
You have to.
But if it's not, I'll hold the booger in my hand for the rest of the set.
Or roll it around.
Roll it around, yeah. And yeah, that was gonna be my plan. I look down. My hand
Stop.
Is covered in bug.
Shut up.
It was bug gate. It was literally bug 11. Like, it was crazy. I was like, oh, fuck. And I'm looking down. I'm like, I have to say something. And I look at the crowd. I go, listen, I just blew a full booger out of my nose during that joke. And, like, I was doing well. So it wasn't like they were like, it wasn't like quiet. It was like everyone in the crowd was just like, what? Like, and I go, I just blew a huge booger onto my hand, and they looked at me, and I go, because I didn't want to get in the situation where like one person saw it, and then they like were like, dude, that guy's got a big booger in his hand.
You did
right
the
now.
Right thing.
And I said to them, I go, I just want to address it. In the front row, there's like tables in the front. They just gave me a napkin.
I was gonna say they have napkins
off the table, so I'm wiping my hand off from the boog. And I'm just like, that's the most. And I said to the crowd, I was like, that's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me on stage. And my next line, cause, and they like got it got awkward. It got booger awkward. Uh-huh. And I just go, I go, that's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me on stage. And like two people were like, kind of clapping for me. And
I hope your next joke was about like crushing pussy.
Yeah. And so
lady killer.
And then this hot dude. No, I said, that's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to me on stage. I hear the two claps and I go, and I've shit myself on stage. I'd never shit myself on stage, but I just said it to get us out of Booger Town. Right. Like shitting myself 10 weeks ago was less embarrassing
than the thing that happened right now.
Boogers that had attacked me during my set. So I thought that was pertinent information. Let's do some news.
All right, so let's get into this. This is like the big news over the weekend, and it annoys me. It's something I'll have to address on my podcast, obviously. But Hillary Clinton obviously had a bit of an issue at the 9/11 memorial. She passed out on her way.
She PTF. Oh, what is it? PTFO.
Yeah,
passed the fuck out.
Yeah.
Did she really fall? Like, is there a video of her falling?
The video, it looks like, obviously, she overheated at the event or whatever. She's sick now. They say she has pneumonia.
She had the flu or something. Right?
Yeah, and she clearly kind of, like, bobbles along and, like, passes out before she gets in the van, which the thing that annoys me most about it is that how did her handlers not see that coming? It's like, get under her. What are you doing?
I know.
I don't really have an opinion. But every political person turns into the most annoying kid you played football with at recess.
Yeah.
You know that kid that'd be like, no, you put your foot on the line, out of the game. Like they start yelling about, and it's like both sides. Like both sides have the same person where they're like, well, the a story like this where it's like, yeah, she got fucking sick. They're working hours that like none of us could ever imagine.
Right. Yeah.
If Trump passed out, I would say the same thing about someone saying, but like all of a sudden this annoying, like, oh, too sick and old to run for president.
Oh, I know.
And you're like, okay, dude. Like, I guess you're right, but like, no.
Right. You know, well, that's the frustrating thing about it, because it's already been sort of this like whisper thing of like she coughed a lot the other day.
Yeah,
like, she doesn't.
There's
look
a
good.
Lot of there is a conspiracy theory out there that she's actually very sick.
Yeah, but it's like,
but I think that I think conspiracy theorists are actually the worst form of human.
Okay.
They're up there.
Because what they do is instead of having a thought out and well educated opinion, they'll just grab onto this thing that takes no research or anything, an invented story, and they'll present it as fact so that they sound more interesting.
Right.
Yes.
Instead of like,
it's collecting three random facts and going, oh, they're interconnected, you see? But it's like, well, yeah, but it's very easy to explain. She coughed the other day, she has pneumonia, and then she got hot because she's sick.
Yeah.
That's what happened. So.
And now this guy's like, right, I'm a genius, everybody.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just a lot easier to say that like 9/11 was an inside job than it is to say like, yeah, there's people that want to attack us every day, and they bring, they went and took over a plane, and all of us have it within us to be killed at any moment in the day. Like, that's a lot harder to say than
someone
was actively trying to kill them. No, any of us could die today.
Yeah.
right now. Well, what if I just died as I said that?
I'd be so sad.
That'd be the most embarrassing thing to happen to you on stage.
Yeah, that would be worse than Boog 11. Yeah.
I would just like seamlessly do your sign out and I nailed it.
You're like, feather nuts? What, I don't know
He's
what to do.
It's Jared.
We got another one?
Yeah, we got one more. This is one you were excited about. We kind of talked about it earlier today. Mm. And it is genius. This guy that put his Venmo handle on a college game day sign, being like, I need beer money, like, send money. And he put his Venmo, and he was getting money from people.
He got like 300 people sent him money. And so at college game day, their big thing is they have the signs behind, they do the pregame show from a stadium.
Okay.
And behind them, the tradition that has arisen from this is that people hold up signs making fun of the other teams or calling out, hey, mom, or whatever. And this guy wrote, hey, mom, send beer money, and then put his Venmo account. And he had, how much money was he? He was sent over like $200.
Yeah, it was a good amount of money, right? Just for no work.
Every good idea has shitty copycats. And
yes.
So that's what's so. What I love this. I'm so happy.
I love
that
it. Too.
I'm happy that there's someone at home being like, "Yeah, I'll send him a buck." that's what happened. Like, oh yeah, fuck this. This will be hilarious. And what I hate is now. I do love the college game day is my favorite sports show in general. It's the most lighthearted sports show. They don't take themselves too seriously. They're fun to watch. Corso putting the fucking thing on his head is my favorite part of every weekend. But now all the signs will be taken over by Venmo accounts. Like every guy is going to be like, oh, I want beer money.
That's the shit.
So I'm using this platform to say, please don't stop being creative.
No, you're right, because this is truly like I've never seen it.
Never seen
this.
It this before. It's a great idea. Yeah. I want to send him money.
Me too. Yeah. I like the honesty.
Yeah, send me beer money. Fuck yeah. I hope it like
send you a buck.
If I was the next guy, what you do is you have to hold up a sign that says "Send me Plan B money."
Yeah.
Need Plan B.
And
you know, if anyone's going to game day and listens to this thing, you got to put up one of those like, you know, those like meters that show how much money you've
like
raised.
The telethon.
So you have to show how much money you've raised throughout the show and keep coloring it in. That gets you towards buying Plan B. I don't know how much Plan B is.
That's hilarious.
How great would that be? Maybe I need to go to game day and do this.
No, you're right. The tally is the
funniest part. Yeah. So like you say, I need X amount of money for Plan B. Please help. And then next to it, you have to keep coloring in the tally because game day is a 2-hour show. So you just go and throughout the day, and then when you reach the goal, you get a bunch of like those pop things, like the confetti things, and you fire them off. And that would be great. There's my gift to you, J-Train podcast listeners. Someone take that and run. Christy, thank you for coming
on. Thank you so much for having me. This
is fantastic.
So great.
Thank you. Man, Sam, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks, man. This is good.
Christy Cello on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, ChristyCello.com. Go follow her, support her. She's fantastic. ManSamp, @ManSamp on Twitter and Instagram. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. I'm going to read a couple of shout-outs because we got a little bit of time. Hey, J-Train. Hey, Joey Julius laid the fuck out of someone today. Go State. That's the kicker for Penn State. He's like 800 pounds. Shout out to my best friend who's the mayor of Titty.
Mayor of Titty.
You just made his month. There you go. Here's
mayor
another shout out. Mayor. Good luck, Mayor Titty. Werner Murderg. I don't know what that means.
What up, my dog, maybe?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, you know how the kids say it.
Thank you, very cool.
Shout out to the greatest city in America, San Diego, California, where it's un-American to not like Mexican food. P.S., we have the hottest girls in the U.S., hands down. Come out to the Pacific Beach sometime to relive your youth. I will, dude. I would love to. That sounds like amazing. Shout out. Sup, Jew Train? I've got a buddy who I'm trying to introduce to the podcast, and I want to give him a shout out. His Snapchat is KingCon96. Send them all the shits and no tits. Love the podcast. Thanks for the advice on the previous email of mine. No problem. Let me keep going. I got more shout outs.
And an accent, apparently.
I'll go accent anytime. Shout out. Oh, here's one. What's up, Papa JT, ManSamp, and most likely an OKP. I think we got a new OKP in Christy. That was great.
Yeah.
Hope all is well on the Upper West Side. I randomly found out a couple months ago that some of my boys from college were fans of the show as well. I would like to shout out my boy Evan for emailing Gina and doing the work to get you to come to perform at the esteemed University of South Florida. His Snapchat is What's With Da Rush? What's with D.A. Rush? Hope to see you on campus the next couple of months. Thanks for all the laughs, crazy hypotheticals that entertain me on my commute to school. That's from Frick. Let me do one.
You have the greatest fans.
They're very nice. They love a good shout out. We have so many emails that I haven't even looked at, and I need to. Here's a. Let me do a follow-up email because we do these from time to time too. J Train one just called multiple ex hookups at 3 a.m. and left your patented hello as a voicemail. I hate myself. That was a bad idea. Two, can you tell Mansamp to talk about ITT tech shutdown in the next podcast? Have you seen that?
No, I could check it out.
So we'll talk about it next episode. I think it's an overlooked story that could have major implications for profit schools in the future. Would love a Jew's take on it. Okay. Let's do this. We'll do one more follow-up, and then we're out of here. This is a longer follow-up. Combo, but hey, Jared, I'm a huge fan of the podcast since I just started listening this summer. I've been spending my time going back through old episodes. I want to write you with my own thoughts on using the word Z for gender non-conforming people. What? Have you heard of Z?
No, but there's a lot I haven't heard of about this.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that actually. Maybe
We must have talked about it. I know you don't particularly like when people take up the causes for other people, which is what I'm doing in this email. But I can assure you, I'm not just emailing you to feel good about myself or cause trouble. After meeting a few gender nonconforming people and hearing their stories, I came to understand the best I could what they go through and feel that calling them what they'd like is one small way we can help treat them better. Sure, using the word Z to reference a person that is gender nonconforming may sound a little strange, but when you use he or she to reference a gender nonconforming person, it's kind of like saying to this person, I know who you are better than you do yourself, since I will call you he or she even though you identify as neither.
Because wouldn't you do with the plural? Wouldn't you call them they?
Well, to put it another way, it would be kind of like me calling you she. You don't even identify as woman, so who am I to tell you that you should? In the same way that other gender nonconforming people do not identify as male or female, or so who are we to tell them they should? Now, to be honest, I have never heard anyone use the word Z. Most of the people I know who are gender nonconforming go by the word they.
Okay, yeah.
So I get that point. Also, if someone doesn't know to use Z or they, this person can be expected to use either of them, which I also totally get. So anyways, I just wanted to write this to you since I really do love the podcast. I've told all my friends about it. I wanted to let you know about something I felt strongly about. Keep up the good work. Going to be listening more. I hear this guy comes with a very empathetic way
guy.
Of putting it across. I do hear that. I think as empathetic as this guy has to be to people like that might not know about the cause, is as empathetic as the people who are strongly for it need to be.
Yes.
Like I listen, I don't have time in my day to worry about J and Z, and I hear what he's saying, but like I can't spend the extra 10 seconds looking at someone going, are they going to be mad that I called them he, even though they are a he, but they in their mind, they don't identify. I'm for that. But like on the other end, I'm saying to all the people that would get mad at this, give us a fucking break.
We're trying.
The world changes every day. You know, think of the intent, not
absolutely.
You know, the,
absolutely.
So I'm with them. I don't want to tell someone who they are or what they are, but those people who identify differently in their head than what they show on the outside need to also say like, have a plan for like getting that across.
And my good friend just came out as a they.
Okay.
They don't identify as a male or female.
Okay.
But it's the calling a singular a plural.
Yeah.
That trips me up sometimes. But you know they are so awesome and understanding. They're we know.
But that is their responsibility to be like. It's not my responsibility to know that without even meeting you.
Of course.
I think that's their responsibility to understand that people are going to sound like assholes without even knowing it.
And they're not trying.
And they're not trying to
be understanding of that.
I went to summer camp growing up. Okay, I went to summer camp, and a lot of people say, "Oh, you went to Jew camp," and I think that is I actually think it's an offensive way to say it to me because that's something that I love doing. I have good friends from there, and when they say it like that, it does come off as like you're trying to sound like a dick, and then I'm always like, "Nah, let them, who cares?
Oh, see, I feel like sounds more dicky than accidentally calling someone the wrong.
I'd agree with you, but I'm also like, they don't mean to do that. Like, I'm always like, they're not a dick. They just don't know how they sound.
Everyone should just be empathetic to everyone.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, that was a good way to end. Christy, thank you for coming
on. Thank you so much.
Such a fantastic guest. Go follow Christy.
Thank you so much.
I'm Jared Fried at JTrain56 on all platforms. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Get involved, tell a friend, support this show, send in an email because they all keep getting better and better. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom.